Microchips implanted in humans, an idea that is moving out of the X-Files and into commerce. A Florida company has developed a chip that could be implanted in the bodies of people with medical conditions, could be scanned to provide information to hospitals and doctors in the event of an emergency. Applied Digital Solutions of Palm Beach expects to have those ready quite soon for sale in South America and, pending FDA approval, for sale here. Richard Sullivan is the chairman and CEO of Applied Digital Solutions. Mr. Sullivan, chips with medical information. First of all, how big a device are we talking about?
Oh gosh, we're only talking about a chip as big as a piece of rice.
And how do you put it into somebody, and where do you put it?
Well, it can be placed anywhere, and it's injected by syringe.
Does this make sense? I mean, is it a substantial advantage over a medical bracelet that has the same information or perhaps even has a chip in it?
It does because, in the case of a medical bracelet, that's something that's worn externally and has a lot of disadvantages. For an implantable chip, the opportunity for placing it when the surgeon places, for example, a pacemaker along with the device provides the patient and the user of that considerably more latitude because that information is then carried in a worldwide database that we provide and gives them the greatest advantage if they ever have to have it repaired or replaced.
Would emergency rooms routinely have the kind of equipment that is needed to scan these things?
Yes, emergency rooms would.
Do they now?
They don't have them now, but the scanning device is relatively inexpensive, under $200.
What do you think the chances are that the FDA would approve such a thing?
I would think that it will be relatively easy because most applications for humans start in the animal world anyhow. And we have an enormous amount of experience chipping pets, chipping animals, livestock animals. We chip the majority of the Department of Fisheries salmon and other fish that run, through North America. And we think that process would be relatively simple.
So you figure you can, it'd be relatively easy to translate from, as you say, I like your verb, chipping animals to chipping people?
Well, that's exactly what they do. It's not very much different in that regard as it relates to humans.
Mr. Sullivan, in your wildest dreams, what would you see these chips being used for, say, 10 years down the road?
Well, I don't think it's just the chips. It's the evolution of the technology in the identification of people for military reasons, the identification of people in what we call the criminal work process area, and the overall identification of people of not the quality and caliber that we would like to see, supporting our everyday life here in the U.S.
Can you imagine a day when when you might activate your ATM with a chip, or you might be your own Easy Pass because you have a chip implanted, or you might charge your groceries by just putting your hand on something? I mean, could things like that happen?
Oh, there's no question about it. They will happen.
Mr. Sullivan, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me there today.
Richard Sullivan is the chairman and CEO of Applied Digital Solutions of Palm Beach.